You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill. Alex Dunn here, joined by Pete Farries on the line to look ahead to the best that the Championship has to offer over the weekend. We've got six games to go at, three televised ones as well, and it promises to be a pretty decent weekend in the second tier. Good afternoon, Mr. Farries.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. That was very sort of formal, wasn't it?
It was.
It was very formal. I'm looking forward to this weekend. Obviously, had my first losing nap of the season, which hurts, but it was always going to happen. Mm. We've seen teams like my darlings Charlton struggle over the last couple of games. Of course, we've seen Brighton continue to look strong. Middlesbrough appear to be finding a bit of form, and Derby appear to have remembered how to play football too. So it's starting to take shape. The Championship now, with underperforming teams starting to find themselves, and overperforming teams possibly starting to lose how they started.
Mm. As I said, we've got a Friday night game, Saturday lunchtime game and a Monday evening game as well. So the action really spread around. And just before we go into any games in particular, there's only one side, Pete, in the Championship this week that are odds on at home.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It's mad, and they go off on the Friday night. It's a league that we've always said, if you can find the right bet, if you can find the right way in, you'll always be able to make your money, because, quite frankly, it's chaos. And there's a great phrase, I can't remember which philosopher said it, but every man is equal in chaos. And that's kind of how the Championship tends to work out, albeit, sometimes some are more equal than others.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll start with the Friday night game, which is the aforementioned odds-on side at home, the only one in the Championship. It's Ipswich against Birmingham at 7:45. Ipswich are 10-11. The draw is 5-2, and Birmingham are in the betting at 3-1. Ipswich a little bit up and down so far this season. Mainly up, it must be said, but lost at home to Brighton three games ago, then got hammered at Reading, but came back in midweek with a gritty win at Leeds against the Birmingham side that I'd say are performing above expectations so far. They've got a game in hand, just the one defeat so far, though that was in the last match at home to Nottingham Forest. But both sides here know that a win would put them bang there in terms of the push for promotion, even though it still is early doors. Above all, Pete, it's a game that neither side will really want to lose.
No, absolutely. Birmingham have been phenomenally, and we always talk about how good Birmingham are, especially at St Andrews, but that, of course, came to a crashing halt against Nottingham Forest midweek, didn't it? That 1-0 loss at home. There wasn't many people who'd have thought that was coming. I went to town on Birmingham and Charlton midweek, so obviously I had a very poor, and I am now a very poor man. But the point is that they are not really a side you'd have thought would lose at home to a side like Forest, but they did, and maybe that can sometimes pop momentum. There was one thing I was going to talk straight away about here, which is the headline offer. Darryl Murphy to score and Ipswich to win at 7-2. Would you play that? He hasn't scored this season.
Mm.
Meanwhile, there's a man who is scoring all the time. Freddie Sears, absolutely bagging so far this season. Scored against Reading, scored against Brighton, scored against Burnley, scored against Sheffield Wednesday. He's been absolutely superb. And now you're getting this guy in the market any time at the same price as Darryl Murphy, and Darryl Murphy hasn't scored yet. So when you put that together, it's not even a question. That 7-2, while you could look at it out of a matter of interest, is still not a bet to be had. I mean, 21-10, Ipswich win and Freddie Sears to score any time is a really, really good-looking bet. Elsewhere, in terms of the outright, I would play Ipswich here. That kind of loss, certainly at home, which has been an absolute fortress for Birmingham, it could buoy them, but more than likely, I think, it's going to hurt them a little bit. They're going to feel slightly more mortal, if you will, than they did, because at home it was kind of, listen, away from home we might not be brilliant, but at home, come here, we'll do you. And it was confident every single time. That's going to have gone now. It's as simple as that. That is going to have gone. So for me, no question, you've got to be looking down the barrel of an Ipswich win. I like the Freddie Sears market. And also, have yourself a little look at goals as well. I mean, I've not put too many unders overs up on the podcast so far this year, but over 2.5 goals is 19 to 20. If you look at the fact we've had a 5-goal and a 6-goal recently in Ipswich games, we've had a 4-2, a 2-all. There is goals to be had there. So I'd certainly err on the side of overs rather than unders. But Ipswich, even though the price isn't sort of the sexiest, I think it's certainly the most backable.
Okay, fair enough. The Saturday lunchtime game is Middlesbrough at Nottingham Forest. Forest in the betting at 11-4, the draw 9-4, and Borough at 19-20. A Middlesbrough side that are beginning to pick up after I wouldn't say a slow start to the season, but a couple of maybe slightly disappointing results in there. But they've won the last three, away at Sheffield Wednesday, then at home to the MK Dons and Brentford.
They're a team that I would back the weekend. They're actually odds on now. They weren't earlier on. They were 21-20. They're 19-20 now, Borough. And for me, they are the bet. It's strange because Forest, if you look at Forest, they've improved. They've beaten a very decent Birmingham and they've obviously beaten a very decent QPR as well. But at home, where things, you know, where the pressure's really on at the moment at the City Ground, they don't seem to be doing a great deal. They obviously got past Rotherham but went behind in that game, had to drag themselves back into it, for which they deserve a bit of credit, but they started to drag themselves back into it. They had the 0-0 draw with Charlton, who were a decent side, but still, and they lost obviously to Cardiff as well in a game that they didn't really, from the looks of it, deserve to win. So for me, you've got to really be looking for a Borough. It's as simple as that. Now, again, the headline offer, they've chosen Kike here, but Christian Stuani has 3-4, and he's a better price, 29-10 for Christian Stuani to score any time. And another man worth looking at as well, should he play, is Daniel Ayala, 6-1 any time for the centre-back. He's been getting into more and more dangerous attacking positions as the season's gone. Aito Karanka actually talked about wanting just a couple of goals for him this season. So you can imagine the pressure is maybe slightly on him. Or you could look as well, of course, Albert Adoma, 2-1. Big rumours that he handed, in fact, not even rumours, he handed a transfer request in for the to leave the club just before the end of the transfer window. And that wasn't, in the end, going to get him anywhere. And he's come and he's bagged against Brentford midweek. Borough, you're right. And we've spoken about how it maybe wasn't all settled behind the scenes over the course of summer and of late. But they appear to have been able to steel themselves from that. And to be honest with you, I don't know what Forest can offer. I think they might score, because if you look through Borough's season so far, obviously conceded against Wednesday, conceded against Derby, conceded against Bristol City. Didn't concede against Preston or Bolton. And in fact, I think it was MK Dons that they also didn't concede against. But I think they are good to concede you a goal, to be honest with you. So you could also look at Borough and both teams to score. But, you know, what's the phrase? One swallow doesn't make a summer. Is that it?
I think
is
so.
Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Forest, you know, there's been more than one swallow, I suppose. It's back-to-back swallows against QPR and Birmingham. But even though they're two good games and good games to have won, that takes it out of you as well. Whereas Borough have played MK Dons, they've played Brentford, neither of which has started brilliantly. They've been okay, I suppose, but neither have started brilliantly. It's going to have been an easier week for Borough, who have also got a bigger squad to rotate through. So for me, it's a Borough win.
Okay. The Monday night game is Derby against Burnley, Monday at 7:45, and Derby are even money. The draw 11-5, and Burnley are also 11-5. A Derby side that did struggle at the start of the season, 4 draws followed by a defeat at home to Leeds, but wins first at Preston and then at Reading have brought them up to, to be honest, it looked like they were in complete disarray and despair, and 2 wins, and all of a sudden they're 10th, they're 2 points off the playoffs, and they are just 4 points off the second place side in Middlesbrough. They're also 4 points off the third place side, who are Burnley, who they come up against on Monday night. Burnley, who come here off the back of 4 straight wins. Another side who didn't start the season especially well, but they've beaten Brentford, Bristol City, Sheffield Wednesday and the MK Dons. 4 games that perhaps you'd expect them to win. And this is certainly a tougher assignment for them. But it should be a really good game, this, shouldn't it, on a Monday evening?
It should be very good. But for me, Burnley going to win this match. There is no question. 11-5 is a great price. Burnley to win this game in 90 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, it's not they're not going to do it in extra time, are they? But the point is that they're a great price. I actually like the buy a goal as well, because if you look, they did that to Brentford. They did that to Bristol City. They did that to the MK Dons. They had a couple of draws before that. But they without question, are the play in this market. Now, if you play the buy a goal, that's not currently available on the console, but that'll come up and have a little look at that. But again, Derby, look at the teams they've beaten. They beat Reading, who had a big, great game against Ipswich, didn't they? And looked to be turning a corner. It was all kind of, wee! And then Orlando Shah gets sent off and Derby win 1-0. But they needed Reading to go out to 10th to win that match.
Mm.
They beat Preston, but they did it narrowly. And Preston, I'm afraid, haven't got the goal-scoring threat, I don't think, to scare Derby. But the rest of the teams here that they're playing, Burnley, do. I mean, you've looked at George Boyd bagging. Okay, it was the first goal in a long time, but he's there. Sam Vokes is there. Andre Gray has scored, of course. You've got Keane. Ben Mee's been chipping in. So there is goals from a lot of areas of that side now. Surprising considering the injury to Jukovic, the signing, and then the letting go of Jelovussen. And yeah, okay, Andre Gray's a great signing. But the point I'm trying to make is, Alex, that they have a team that I think is still scary. Mm. Whereas Derby have picked up two wins, one which was against a side who I think are really struggling at the moment in Preston. I mean, okay, they're 19th, but there's just something about them that's a little bit unbelievable at the moment, Preston. I hope they improve because I like the club, but it doesn't quite grab you as a punter right now. And Reading had to go down to 10 for Derby to scrape past them without Tom Ince's goal. Whereas Burnley, you know, they've been scoring the first and conceding the second a bit recently, but they have just been looking really good. They've won the race to two in the last three games, so you could, you know, go to your goals market and whip up race to two should you wish to. That's not there at the moment, but it will be before kick-off. I just think Burnley are a great price. I think they are such a more convincing side for me to put my money on than Derby are. The both teams to score could be worth a look, but ultimately, I just think Burnley 11-5 or Burnley by a goal are great value.
Okay, definitely in the Burnley camp then, away at Derby. But that should be a decent game and certainly you'd want to see televised, definitely. So
yeah, it's a good choice, that one.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give them that.
Fair enough. We'll move to the 3 o'clock games on Saturday then. We're going to start with Hull against QPR, a Premier League fixture not too long ago. Hull even money. The draw is 11-5 and QPR are 13-5. A tale of two sides here. QPR, who keep showing enough promise, as far as I'm concerned, to have a good season.
And then do something stupid.
Yeah, and then completely messing it up. So they had a decent run and then lost at home to Forest and then drew at home to Blackburn. Two games that you'd expect them to be taking, well, certainly not 1 point out of a possible 6 from. On the other hand, Hull are sort of consistent and very good at home. Away from home, they have struggled, though they did win at Cardiff in midweek. And the fact that they're at home here, even money, I don't think it's the best bet that you'll see of the whole weekend, Pete, but they're the right favourites, aren't they? Without question.
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, in terms of the outright, I wasn't sure on this one. I'll be honest with you. But there was one bet that I did like the look of. And that's Hull to score over 1.5 match goals at 7-5.
Big price.
Now, it's a very good price. Now, when you consider the way they've been scoring, let's just look at their home games so far this season. Twice against Huddersfield, twice against Fulham, and twice against Preston. Now, I know that none of those sides were expecting the same in terms of from them as we are from QPR, are we? But that's still, for me, a really good-looking bet. Now, QPR have obviously been conceding quite a lot at home, right? You know, QPR, you know, I think, all games that they've had so far at Loftus Road this season, they've conceded twice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that's at home and this one's away, but Hull aren't chumps. And the way they're scoring at the moment, 7-5 for over 1.5 match goals, Alex. I mean, the actual outright itself, it's a tricky one. I think, side with Hull because, again, at home, they've been able to kill teams off. Teams, like I've said already, we don't expect quite as much from as we do QPR, but they've still managed to kill teams off. And despite a bit of pressure in the week on Steve Bruce, despite, you know, a little bit of sniping, despite the owner coming out and talking about his politics as well, which has been just slathered absolutely everywhere over the last couple of days, ultimately for me, mate, I mean, I love that over 1.5 Hull goals. I'd probably side really with Hull over QPR. Even though QPR have won the last three games, The win over Wolves was an absolute epic and fair enough for getting that, but they had to come from 2-0 down. If Hull go 2-0 up, there is no way they're relinquishing a 2-goal lead for me. Mm. Other than that, what, 3 past Yeovil? They should be putting 3 past Yeovil. And a narrow win over Huddersfield. And don't forget, not just a narrow win, a late win as well. So ultimately for me, mate, you've got to be looking, I think, towards Hull. The other bet, though, if you don't want to, or even if you just want to get a bit of money, a bet that we put up the other day at any time, And it's looked very good so far this season. Sharon Cherry, the goal scorer, of course, of the winner against Huddersfield. He has been absolutely superb so far this season, the Dutchman. 3 goals in 7 league games. 14-5 is an absolute beauty.
That is a big price. That is a very big price. Okay, but we're going to start with Hull over 1.5 as the main pick.
I think 7-5 is a very decent looking bet. And just to say, by the way, when I was talking about the 3 wins in a row, I was talking about away wins in a row, not just yes. Make it clear, not just in case. No. Because last week, quite rightly, when I was talking about Brian Ruiz, I've already made a mistake on that one now. When I was talking about Ryan Mendes, I called him Costa Rican, and I was quite rightly corrected on Twitter. To say that he's Cape Verdean, which I knew, I just got the wrong C and I was an idiot.
It's all right, Pete. We
thanks, mate.
We sympathise with you. We're all idiots from time to time. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I try and limit mine, though.
Yeah, I don't.
So. I fail, but I try.
Right, we'll move to the penultimate game we're going to look at. It is Huddersfield against Bolton. Two sides that... Well, they're struggling, let's be honest. Huddersfield are in the betting at 23-20. The draw is 11-5, and Bolton are also 11-5. Huddersfield in 20th, Bolton in 17th. Bolton actually unbeaten now in 4. 3 of them were draws, granted, but a good win against Wolves last week, scuppering my nap, has lifted them up the table. Huddersfield have been poor, but they did win at Charlton in midweek. Two sides, though, Pete, that I would expect to be fighting out a relegation battle come the end of the season. What made you choose this game and who do you think is going to win?
No one. That's what made me choose the game.
Okay.
The draw at 11-5 is a good-looking price for me. I've started to do something this last couple of weeks with my bets, is that normally if I think a game's a draw, I tend to leave it out of my acca. Because, obviously with a win you can get 9-0. You can get 1-0, can't you? Mm. With et cetera, et cetera. With a draw, you need it to be the same. But I've ignored the draws in my betting quite a lot over the last couple of years. And I've decided to sort of change that a little bit, because sometimes when a game looks like a draw, it often is. Now, this one might not turn out to be, but it certainly looks like one, doesn't it? I know that obviously they got that cracking win at the Valley on Tuesday night, Huddersfield. But they've been to, obviously, Cardiff and lost, QPR and lost. But then, drawn with Fulham, who are a similar team to Bolton at the moment. Drawn with Brighton, great result. Drawn with Blackburn, who are a similar team. On the other side of it, Bolton haven't scored away from home so far this season, but have drawn against Wednesday, have drawn against Blackburn, have drawn against Forest, narrowly lost against the MK Dons. There is nothing between these two sides in that I don't think... I know that Naki Wells, for example, is a good player, but I just don't think... I mean, that Bun goal against Charlton in the week... It wasn't great goalkeeping. Mm. And from there, Charlton's heads went down. Huddersfield hit them again. And then, obviously, Charlton tried to get back into the game. But I think they were just deflated by the manner in which they conceded early doors there, Charlton, after what had happened, obviously, on Saturday. So, for me, I just can't see a separation between these two sides. And sometimes, if you can't see a separation between the two sides, then the draw at 11-5 is the obvious bet. And also, actually, if I'm being honest, the under... 2.5 goals is 4-5. Now that, to me, 4-5 is a good price for two teams that, again, I know we had the overs for Huddersfield against Derby, but the rest of their games this season, against Charlton, sorry, but the rest of the games this season have all been unders.
Mm-hmm.
How many overs have we had for Bolton games? 2. We had the one against Wolves that you mentioned a second ago, and when they got battered by Borough. But I don't think Huddersfield have got in them to hit 3 past Bolton. So, for me, I think the 11-5, or you could just play the draw and under 2.5 match goals as well, which is just, I think it's lovely at 3-1, that price.
Mm. Okay. Fair enough. The final game that we're going to look at is Rotherham against Cardiff. Rotherham are 15-8, the draw is 21-10, and Cardiff are 11-8. Beleaguered Rotherham, who scuppered certainly my bet last week, by getting a draw at Charlton, but were back to their old ways, losing at Brighton in midweek. That was only 2-1, and they certainly weren't disgraced there against the current league leaders. Coming up against the Cardiff side, who were disappointing in midweek against Hull, and that came off the back of three straight wins against Huddersfield, Nottingham Forest and Wolves. Cardiff, deservedly favourites here, Pete, but they can't be aside from maximum confidence at the minute. That's my view anyway. What do you think?
I think you can have maximum confidence in Cardiff.
Against Rotherham, at least.
Yeah, against Rotherham, at least. You're right. I mean, OK, you can look at their away form so far this season and say, well, there's been a couple of draws, but one was at QPR, to be fair. The draw against Blackburn, they'll be maybe slightly disappointed with, especially having taken the lead so early and getting hurt so late. But they've won at Forest, and they've looked really decent. They've actually had a really good start to the season, Cardiff, and have been scoring goals and just generally looking, you know, very good at football, pretty simply put, mate. Rotherham, the links with Steve Evans going to Peterborough continue, for a start. Secondly, at home so far, they've lost 4-1, 3-1, and in between that, drew 0-0. But again, Preston don't look like they've got a huge amount of goals in them. But teams who have, and maybe even haven't got tons in themselves, MK Dons and Fulham, have still gone there and bagged a load of goals. Cardiff have just looked, for me, really solid. Russell Slade has got them, as a Russell Slade side is, as Leighton Orient under him were 90% of the time. It's just that 10% that really kept hurting them, which is, they're just really, really solid, and they'll just try and hit you. And so for me, Cardiff at odds against at 11-8 is just great value. But I've gone deeper. I've gone further here. Cardiff -1 is 4-1 the weekend against Rotherham. I know that I cover Chesterfield. I'm not just being anti-Rotherham for the sake of being anti-Rotherham. I think if you look at their form so far this season, there isn't a reason to be pro-Rotherham, is there?
Well, I haven't seen one.
Well, exactly. It's not like they've won 4 or 3 or whatever and I'm being ridiculously negative. It's just not working for them. Mm. It's just not working for them at the moment. So, ultimately, when you look at Rotherham, you know, and New York have had 3 home games. One of them, you'd have landed your -1. The other one, you'd have landed your -2. And with Cardiff away from home, you know, okay, they haven't won one by minus a goal, but they are scoring twice in most games at the moment. I mean, didn't score twice against Hull, but as we've said, there's no shame in that. But twice against Huddersfield, twice against Wolves, twice against Forest, twice against QPR. They are scoring goals. So again, you know, we talked about the race to 2 market earlier on. Obviously, it wasn't there for us in that game, but in this one, it is there. 15-8 Cardiff. There is loads of good value in this one. This was my game. When I looked at this, I went, yeah, that one, I like that one. I like the draw in that Huddersfield game. Oh, Cardiff 11-8, come with me. That was kind of the process in my head when I was prepping this, because even if this doesn't land, it doesn't land, and obviously that's bad. And, you know, as with the Charlton one that I got excited about, it didn't land. It's betting. But what always fascinates me about betting, and what always I enjoy about it, barring the occasion when I make some money from it, is just finding that angle. The enjoyment of finding the angle is good enough. And right now, the angle on Rotherham is a decline. It's a big declining angle. Or does that work? No, that's more of a... That's what I'm looking for. Degree of drop. No. Decline is right, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, decline's right. Look, ultimately, it doesn't matter about the wordology.
we know exactly what you're saying, though. Just the fact that Rotherham are on a complete downward spiral. And
downward spiral, that's where I was
going. Spirals, angles, you know.
Declines, whatever. The point is that there isn't, for me, a pro-Rotherham bet to be found. They will win soon. They will. But if I'm getting 11-8 on Cardiff, if I'm getting -1 Cardiff at 4-1, if I'm getting race of 2 Cardiff at 15-8, I'm looking there. I ain't looking at New York Stadium and I ain't looking at Rotherham.
Okay. Against Rotherham once again then in this podcast. But at least you said that you think that they might win soon. Some hope, perhaps, a crumb of comfort for Rotherham fans who can't be enjoying themselves at the minute. But we're against them there. And that's all the games that we're going to look at. So that takes us quite nicely on to the naps. That was quick, wasn't it? 25 minutes I've got so far. I know. Hey, you're getting more efficient, aren't you, Pete? I'm going to have to do half days soon. For once, I've already done the League One and Two podcast. Normally, you are first up on a morning. I've had to talk to you in the afternoon this time. So we already have 2 naps in. That is my own, Plymouth -1 at home to Bristol Rovers in League Two. And Jason Lewis from the 72.co.uk, with whom we share this podcast, he has gone for Jabo Ibiri first or last goal at 13-5 for Carlisle at York.
Jabo Ibiri has been so good this season.
He's been
I saw him in the flesh in the League Cup, and he's beyond a handful. He's a very, very good player.
Mm. So we've got a 3-1 for Plymouth minus one, 13-5 Ibiri first or last. What's it going to be for you then, Mr. Farries?
Guess.
Is it Cardiff?
It is Cardiff, but it's not on the outrights. I'm in London currently, and I spent the whole train journey, trying to ignore a deeply unpleasant man to the left-hand side of me, and B, tossing over in my mind whether it should be minus one at 4-1, my nap, or the race to two at 15-8.
Okay.
I've gone with the race to two at 15-8 because I know that you need the two to get the minus one, theoretically, but Rotherham have been scoring goals as well, if we're being honest, at home. Hit against MK Dons, hit against Fulham, despite obviously conceding loads in those matches. And I just felt comfier. I mean, again, they've scored in the last four games, haven't they? So in the end, I thought, I just can't pull the trigger on that minus one as my nap. I still like it as a bet, but as my nap, the race to two at 15-8. Cardiff have done that in three of the last four games. Three of the last five, I suppose, is a more common stat. One of those is a 1-1 draw against Blackburn, and one of those, of course, the most recent, was a 2-0 loss to Hull, for which we've already said there is no shame.
Yeah.
So, for me, ultimately, that race to two, 15-8, that has got to be the nap of the week, and I want to get back onto winning ways, because last weekend hurt.
Yeah, it was your first defeat, wasn't it? Naps-wise.
Yeah, it was my first defeat, yeah.
I can't find the race to two on the console. Can you...
15-8. Hmm. I mentioned it about 20 times during that preview that I did the game there, Alex.
I know,
so,
but I'm
glad to know you were listening.
I'm trying to put a treble together, Pete. That's the thing.
Oh, I see.
See, I was listening, honestly.
This is cracking radio now. You're basically listening to a man use a computer. I'll just do a musical interlude. Feel free to finish me anytime you want.
It's like the worst lift music anyone's ever heard.
Can't even put my finger on what the actual song is. It's just in my head.
No, it resonates, but I don't know what it is.
Is it Girl from Ipanema? Is that it?
Possibly.
Ipanema. I just was just saying Ipanema in tune isn't really going to help, but it might be. I don't know. But anyway, what's the treble price here, Alex?
So the treble there, Plymouth minus a goal, which is now 100-30. It's got bigger since I recorded the first podcast. Jabo Ibiri first or last goal at 14-5. That's got bigger as well. And Cardiff race to two at Rotherham at 15-8. Put those three together, and you've got a treble that pays 46.34-1, nearly 50-1.
Wow!
For a nap treble.
There you go. If that, it lands, then we're all going to Ipanema.
Exactly, and you're going to sing relentlessly. It's going to be
the
just
whole journey,
lovely.
And we're all going to have a horrible holiday.
Great stuff, Pete. Best of luck with your nap, with Cardiff Racer 2, and all the other picks that you've put up. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Cheers, Alex. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.